Greetings and welcome back to Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this podcast show. We are all about learning new ways to stop feeling out of control and create a future where you're free of habits that have gotten you in their grip. And that includes when someone else's habit has gripped you too. I'm a behavior change specialist, and for almost 30 years, I've supported a lot of people who are dealing with problem habits, both big and small, as well as folks who don't have any big obvious problem habits, but someone else in their life does. And that's our topic for this week. So if you're hurting because of someone else's habit, I know that's a problem for you. And the question is, what to do about that? Before we start, let's take a brief moment, well, a couple of moments, to shift the energy so that you're creating the space to receive. If you've listened before, you know what I mean. And if this is your first time, we simply take a few moments to support you in slowing down and attuning to yourself through a brief experiential practice that connects you with your body. Because when we're stressed out, we all tend to go into a lot of, you know, mind chatter, which is busy, busy, busy. The Buddhists call it monkey mind. It might sound strange that we'd have to practice reconnecting with our bodies, but it sure seems true these days because so many of us are caught in that monkey mind. And that's why one of the principles of Habits into Health is to let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. This is a practice that I like to say grows on itself, and that means that the more you practice it, the more you give to it, the more you get back. And that's a good thing because reinforcement helps us to stay track with our goals. Here we go. Right now, in this moment, just focus on something you want right now in this moment. Maybe you want something very specific, like a parking space because you're driving around the block, or a new pair of jeans. Maybe you want something that isn't a thing, like you want some peace and quiet, or you want to feel happy, or you want to meet a new romantic partner. You want a new relationship. Maybe you want some nourishment because you're hungry. Or, for example, perhaps you're feeling a longing for something that right in this moment is probably not going to magically appear. Like, if you want to be lying on a beach somewhere, and if right now in this moment you're lying on a beach, well, humor me and focus on something else that you want. Like somebody to walk up and hand you an ice cream cone or invite you to dinner. So you have the image or the idea. Now shift your attention ever so slightly and tune in physically. Where do you feel this wanting in you? Now you might notice a sensation right away, or it might not come quickly or at all. That's okay. It can take practice. And there's no right or wrong here, but initially it can help to hear some possibilities. So I'll give you some ideas. For instance, you could attend to the area around your eyes, especially if you're looking at something or someone that you want. Or maybe you can feel a shift in direction, like if you sense yourself pulling toward what you desire, turning your head or your shoulders, for instance. Or notice what's happening in your chest or your chin. Maybe wanting something is showing up in your arms or your hands. Can you feel a sense of reaching for what you want? Or maybe you quiet yourself or become still. A lot of the times, wanting something involves mixed feelings. And if that's the case, how does this ambivalence show up in you? So, for example, you might recognize a sensation of moving toward what you desire in one part of you, and yet somewhere else you're pulling back or turning away. This happens a lot. Now, what do you want is only one question. Where you experience the tension of this wanting is yet another. And if you've listened before, you know every time you want something, the same thing, you don't necessarily feel it in the same place. This isn't an A, B formula where once you notice something, it's consistent every time. But the idea is that over time you can recognize some familiar patterns. And the main practice is to build your understanding of your range of physical signals. Just come to recognize the places you go in yourself. And when you build a practice of doing this, you're building skills in managing your patterns of response. It is a practice in being present in the midst of what's going on around you. So just notice your physical response as you listen. And then, as we continue with today's topic, you might just notice what's happening and shift your attention to the physical. You can listen and be attentive to the physical. You could start with just noticing what's going on in your forehead or your mouth, your jaw. A lot of people feel things in their shoulders. Or you might even recognize tension or something happening in your feet. So we're going to go forward with our topic, and you are listening to Michael Ann Conley, and this show is called Habits into Health. I'm a holistic therapist, and I've learned that all behavior patterns have some common themes. And this program and the other Habits into Health programs that I've developed bring a new kind of guidance to support you in understanding what habits are all about and learning new ways you can create new possibilities for your life. And this is true as well related to today's topic, which is when somebody else has the problem habit, because you're affected by that. You're affected and you develop your own patterns. One of the first steps is beginning to recognize the connection between what you're thinking in your brain and what you're feeling in your body. And so in this podcast, you get to practice that. But practicing on your own is only a start. So if you want to take this to another level, then come to my website, which is habitsintohealth.com, and ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire to get you started. Today we're going to start a series of conversations about a specific problem, and that's what happens when someone else's habit or habits creates problems for you. My experience is that there are a few things to understand about these situations. So I'll say a few things about those. Well, first, there's a lot of hurt when you care about someone with a problem habit, right? So it becomes important to face this hurt and find out what you need to deal with this in a healthy way. And then, you know, in fact, in most cases, there actually is a lot of hurt that happens before you wake up to realizing there's a problem in the first place. So that's a whole other layer. Third, and this is a hard one, you might not like to hear this one, but it is easier to point the finger than to look within. And the truth is, even if they're the one with the problem habit, and it's not your habit, it ends up not being just about them. You've got your own patterns and response. And if you stick around in a relationship with someone who has a problem habit, then it's really essential that you look at what your patterns are in response. And then, of course, it's a good idea to weigh the pros and cons of sticking around. There are some other considerations, but this is where we'll start over the next few episodes. Probably you're listening today because you hurt around someone else's behavior. And no matter what that habit is, it creates problems for you in your life. So let's just own up to the hurt that you feel, because saying what so is an important first step. And we'll start simple with the four basic feelings. Keep in mind that more than one of them could apply. So as you consider the situation that you're in, what do you feel? Bad, mad, sad, or glad? And just know that owning up to the feelings doesn't mean that you have to act out on them. In fact, owning up to the feelings can help you not act out on them. So here are some examples. Examples of bad might be inadequate, worried, afraid. Maybe you feel nervous about being around the other person, uncertain about whether or how to talk to them, about anything, much less about the habit that concerns you. You might be fearful of what they'll do to you or to themselves. You might be worried that things will get worse if you say anything. You might be worried that things will get worse whether you say anything or not. If you're mad, well, you might get caught in blaming the other person or blaming yourself, which is really just being mad at yourself. There's a whole range on the continuum of mad. You could feel anywhere from frustrated, bothered, irritated, all the way down to the other end, which is downright enraged. Just own it. Just say what's so. It's okay. You'll survive. Maybe you're feeling sad, down and depressed, diminished in some way. Not sure how to pull out of this. Maybe you're affected so much by the other person's behavior and their denial about the consequences that it's like you're swimming through mud just to get through a day. Just saying what's so can be really helpful. You don't have to pretend anymore. The fourth feeling is glad. And you might ask, well, Michael Ann, what the heck is there to be glad about around this? I know, it's really hard to consider the possibilities, but here are some ideas. You might feel glad to be getting some clarity about what's going on, to be freeing yourself from denial. You could feel hopeful about taking some action, even if you don't know what that action's going to be. And perhaps you feel relieved to know that you're not alone. And I can tell you, you're definitely not alone. Yeah, you may feel unsure of yourself, but so many others have gone before you that there's no need to be alone in this. There's a wealth of resources to explore. There are self-help groups and professionally led groups, for instance. Even if you don't feel ready to get started, just know that they're there. We'll talk about this as we move forward in this series. There are books and audiobooks and online books or e-readers. You might go to alibris.com or amazon.com and find Your Body Speaks Its Mind by Stanley Kellerman. It's not specifically about dealing with somebody else's habit, but it is about making the connection to recognizing your own signals. And that's an important part of addressing this big issue. And in this podcast as well, you can participate in our experiential practices because they'll help you become more confident in knowing what you want to do about your situation and how to approach your action steps. So let's step back for a minute. Let's just kind of slow down and return to a Habits Into Health practice. Just allow yourself to feel the prominent feeling that comes up. Bad, mad, sad, or glad. And don't concern yourself if you feel more than one. Just choose what seems most predominant. Now, if you can, depending, of course, on what other activity you might be engaged in while you're listening right now, just put a hand on your upper chest so that your thumb and your first finger touches the bottom of those horizontal bones called the collarbones. And quietly breathe into your hand. Can you feel the movement of your breath and the warmth of your own aliveness? Just be there with it. This is part of owning it too. And if you'd like to go further, if you really can feel where this feeling is, if it's not in your chest, and just bring your hand there. Maybe it's to your forehead, to your jaw, the back of your neck, your belly, even your feet. Just make contact with that part of you that has that predominant feeling. And even if the feelings that have come up are uncomfortable, they are yours for the moment, and owning them is a step in taking charge of them, instead of letting them take charge of you. This week, as you consider your situation, I want to leave you with some questions to consider. They're kind of related together. You can ask yourself, what is it that I knew about the other person's problem before I really got that it was a big problem. What did I tell myself then? What did I tell myself that I forgot that I'd even told myself? How did I hide what I knew from myself? What was my pattern of hiding from my hurt? On the surface, you might say, well, I didn't know anything about this. You may not have known about the facts of the person's habit. And we'll talk more about how that is next week. So it's not about taking blame for what it is the other person was doing. But it's more about getting attuned to a part of you that may have had some kind of sensory experience or some kind of concern that you couldn't put your finger on. And to begin to own that those early signals that told you that something was up. And that maybe you had a way of dealing with that then, that in retrospect, you could say, whoa, I was getting an early message. This isn't an opportunity to blame yourself for not taking action then, but just to recognize and notice that there was a part of you that knew something was up. And now you're in a place to really think about it differently and to do something differently about that. And this is a good thing. That's something to be glad about. Next time we'll talk about how often we hide the truth from ourselves and how to approach that now that you're waking up. For now, we'll sign off. And you know, if someone you care about has a habit that creates problems for you, then you may have developed some habits of your own in response. My free self-assessment questionnaire can help you too. You can also find other podcasts, articles, and resources at habitsintohealth.com. All of this can help you turn around these patterns so that you can create healthy possibilities for your future. And remember, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, whether it's your unhealthy habit or somebody else's, wondering what you're doing wrong and what's wrong with you, and to start creating a life where you feel just as powerful on the inside as you look on the outside. Thanks so much for joining me.